Well, Nicole Bradke, she won 3 singles titles on the WTA circuit. Kingy, 9 doubles titles as well. Now we're very fortunate to have her as part of SEN's commentary team at the Australian Open. She was there last night as Ash Barty did her thing. Eventually, Nicole, gee, she made us a little nervous there for a while.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, no, I just think she just wanted a little bit more time out there on centre court just to get used to the conditions. So hadn't been out there for over a year, so she just wanted to sort of, you know, get familiarise herself with that court again.
What did you make of it? Because she did look jittery. I don't know if we're looking too much into it, but Lizia Cirenko there really made her work, won the first set, and then Ash obviously slipped into gear and made short work of the second and third sets. Was just old-fashioned nerves, do you think?
Oh, I think so. I mean, you never stop not being nervous, no matter how good you are. And I think just coming back, obviously winning Adelaide was a great boost for her. And she knew that she was sort of match fitness. So, but I think when you come into your home Grand Slam, of course, there's that added pressure kind of on yourself that you want to do really well. I think, you know, she lost that first set. I don't think it was Cirenko who won that, who actually won it from her racket. So, once that first set was over, it was like, okay, let's get this into gear. I need to limit the errors, crank up my serve, and she ran away with it pretty easy.
Nicole, you're with us for Kia's Open Season, of course, on now with match-winning deals. From an Aussie perspective, she was the only winner, unfortunately, on day one. Andrew Harris, John Patrick Smith, Lizette Cabrera, Sam Stosur all bundled out. Not the sort of start we probably would have hoped for.
No, I mean, look, there's a lot of tough players out there that might not have quite the big names, and obviously a lot of those players that you just mentioned sort of rankings are either in because they got a wild card, or, you know, obviously Sam just sneaked in the top 100, and the girl that Sam played, McNally, had come through qualifying, so she was playing very well, having won 3 or 4 matches, so that was always going to be a tough one for Sam. And then obviously the rain came and a lot more Aussies were supposed to play yesterday, but we've got a ton of them playing today.
Yeah, and just take us through today, because we've got a day session on Johnny Millman, I think, was supposed to play yesterday, and obviously the rain halted his progress. Jordan Thompson as well. Plenty to get through here. I mean, Popperin's in action, Nick Kyrgios is in action as well, and Tom Lanovic is playing. We might fare a bit better today by the sounds.
Yeah, I mean, look, a couple of probably the good matchups today. You've got Ila Tomljanović playing Sevastova, who, you know, it should be a good match. Both really terrific players. And, you know, I'm looking at Alex Popham playing Joe Wilfred Tsonga. So I think he could do pretty well there. Obviously, you mentioned Nick, John Millman, and you've got Mark Pullman, who's sort of, he's got an odd one because he's down 2 sets to 11-4 all in the third set, and he's down actually 15-30 on a serve, and he's got to come out today and be really raring to go if he's sort of wanting to try and grab that third set.
Nicole, can I ask you a lateral one? When you're in your prime, did you ever ask a ball boy, ball girl to peel a banana for you? Yeah.
That's clearly not thinking. I mean, I would never have thought. I would want no one else cleaning my banana. I mean, some of the players are doing some weird things. You heard Shapovalov yesterday, sort of, he was banging his racket and he said, oh, I can do whatever I want to. So they're sort of getting a bit lippy now, some of these players, and asking for extraordinary things.
Yeah, and just the rain, you touched on it before, Nicole, from a playing perspective again, if you can wind your clock back to your glory days there in the 80s and 90s, how difficult is that when you're especially a Grand Slam tournament where you might be halfway through a match and you might have the momentum even, and then you've got to pack it in for an hour, 2 hours, maybe even a night. And then obviously the scheduling backlog on the back end of that must be severe as well.
Yeah, well, what they generally do is, like yesterday, the matches that obviously had to stop because of the rain, they're never really put on first match. They're pretty much put on second match of the day. Some of the outside courts are starting at 10:30, but the biggest thing is, you know, when you're playing your first match and you're starting off from scratch, you don't mind warming up maybe an hour and a half, a couple of hours earlier, depending on what time you play. But for Pullman coming in now, he's going to want to try and warm up pretty close to when he's playing, so he's really ready to go. So it's a tough one, that, and it's just hopefully he gets up and cranks a few serves and gets a few free points and can get away with that third set.
Always a lot of attention on Nick Kyrgios, of course. If we focus on Ash Barty yesterday, Nick obviously tonight after 7 o'clock on Melbourne Arena there What are we expecting? We wouldn't have thought he'd have too many problems with Sonego of Italy.
No, look, and you know, once again, the weather might play a little bit of a play in it today, and that roof might be shut, which kind of helps Nick to agree. Look, he's been playing pretty well. He's certainly come in with quite a few matches, obviously, with the ATP Cup. You always expect the unexpected with Nick, and hopefully he'll get off to a good start, get some great serves in, and entertain everyone the way he does, but come away with a good, convincing win.
Hey, Nicole, we don't have a lot of time left, but this is essentially a tennis chat, but I want to have a chat to you about your son, Austin. How's he going down there at the D's? Obviously joined as a Category B rookie in 2018. How's he faring?
Yeah. Oh, look, he's loving it, but it's been very, very hard. They've got the new fitness guy come in, and I think he's taken it to a whole new level. There's a few black toes, and comes in and very grumpy and just goes straight to lie on the couch and doing a lot of sleeping and all those sorts of things.
Tired and hungry.
Tired, hungry, bit antsy, but thoroughly enjoying it, and they're heading off soon to go up to Maroochydore. So, a lot of new staff have come in, obviously, with Melbourne, but he said, yeah, there's a really good vibe around the place. Obviously, he'll play a lot in the VFL this year, everyone else seems to have clicked it up a notch with, obviously, the fitness and things like that.
Yeah, they needed to do something. I hope he got a big couch at home, Nicole, because he's a big lump of a lad, 204 centimetres. If he's going to lie down on that, you want a chaise lounge or something like that.
A very tall family. Husband at 6'11", yep. A 19-year-old that's nearly 6'9", and a 15-year-old at 6'7". So
wow. Get on to the 15-year-old, can you?
Country mile.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's very tall.
Well, enjoy the day today, Nicola. Thanks so much for joining us, and a pleasure to hear you on SEN's commentary team at the Australian Open. Hope it goes well, day two.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great day.